Well, hello, good afternoon, and welcome. We're going to go ahead and get started, and I want to be sure you're in the right place. So this is the Federal Health Information Models and Architecture and Best Practices Analysis, Standards, and Sharing for Success. And I'm going to start off by introducing our first speaker, but before I do that, I just want to be sure to remind you, please, mute your cell phones and any other devices that make noises. And what we'll do is we'll introduce the speaker, they'll do their presentation, and then we'll go to the next speaker. I'll come back up and introduce the next speaker. So we actually have a couple of substitutions today from what you see in your program. And our first substitution is our first speaker. So instead of Kadish, we have John Stent. And John is a specialist leader in the Deloitte Consulting Strategy and Operations Service Area. Mr. Stent is responsible for and involved in a wide range of consulting assignments covering strategic planning and implementation public health informatics initiatives. He is a graduate of the CDC Public Health Informatics Fellowship Program, and in 2001, Mr. Stent has supported various informatics efforts within the Office of the National Coordinator for Health and Information Technology, better known as ONC. He also is he's working right now in the CDC's Public Health Informatics and Technology Program Office. He's also worked for the National Center for Environmental Health at CDC and also the former National Center for Public Health Informatics, better known as NCFI. Currently, John is the project manager for the ONC's Standards and Interoperability Framework Query Health Initiative. And in his support at the CDC, it includes the development of the FIN Strategic Plan, as well as other management projects such as FinVADS, NEDS, and the PH Grid. So without any other details, John, please.
Thank you, Tanya. And I am a sub at the 11th hour, so you get the junior varsity for sure today. But we're going to talk a little bit about the National Information Exchange Model and some of the efforts primarily led through ONC about how this model may be leveraged to advance information exchange moving forward in conjunction with many of the other standards and interoperability initiatives that ONC and the various agencies are also leading. We'll talk about a little bit about what NEEM is, what information sharing in the health community is, the current state of the National Information Exchange Model, and the value to the health domain. I think this topic, for those that are somewhat familiar with this topic, it's not short of controversy in a lot of ways. So I'm going to try and do my best, particularly since I am a sub, to stay away from that controversy. But the value of NEEM and actually the tenets of NEEM very much emulate the tenets that we have addressed in the Public Health Information Network and in the development and implementation of standardized information exchanges throughout the public health enterprise. So NEEM, I wouldn't say is necessarily in competition or an alternative. I believe it is complementary in the way it might approach and can augment different information exchanges within the health domain, healthcare, public health, and health domain, human services domain. For those that aren't aware of what NEEM is, and just a quick show of hands, has anyone heard of NEEM in the past? So it's a fairly good amount, about 30% or so. NEEM is an initiative co-led by the Department of Homeland Security and Department of Justice, and is a federal, state, and tribal interagency initiative providing for seamless information exchange. This sounds very much like NHIN and WIN, FIN, whatever acronym you want to use, but the point being is that it's about finding commonality between trading partners to help facilitate information exchange. bring stakeholders and communities of interest together. Very natural emulation of what Finn has and various public health informatics communities have. Developing the standards, both the syntactic and the semantic information exchange standards, and documenting those in a package known as the Information Exchange Package Documentation that helps implementers use the standard within their particular application or information exchange. The IEPD and the various components of the IEPD are the important pieces of it. The idea of NEEM and actually most of these, all of the ONC standards interoperability initiative is to get down to implementable specifications, ease the burden on the implementer, and as Costa can attest and others in the standards interoperability framework, those that have worked with HITSPE standards and others, various referrals back to all kinds of PDF documents, these become impossible to implement and maintain in an exchange environment. So the IEPD is a way to help package that in a format that is usable by those that are building systems and exchanges. Finally, the ability to provide training and to the community and the exchange partners. So not only is there a documentation, an implementation documentation, but the training and the technical assistance to help partners figure out how an IEPD would be formed, how it would be shared, how different trading partners could use that to help facilitate exchange with each other. I'm not going to go through this diagram, but this is known as the fishhook diagram in the NEEM world. And the idea about the diagram is you start with a scenario, a user scenario. You go through various life cycles to get through from analyze the requirements, mapping and modeling the information exchange, validating the work product, validating that information exchange with those that are actually trying to use it in the real world, improve all of that, do it again, improve all of that, do it again, and when there's a sufficient information exchange that is usable, assemble and document, and then publish and implement. So this is very similar to piloting a Finn implementation guide, an NWIN specification, or any other type of information exchange documentation. The idea here within the NEEM world, DOJ, DHS sponsored world, is that these will be published in various repositories, these at various IEPDs and associated vocabularies and things like that, in various repositories for searching and finding concepts that meet your information exchange needs. Talked a little bit about what an IEPD is. Got the requisite diagrams, got the requisite XML. I will not go through either one of those, but the whole point is that they are a collection of artifacts. There's actually very few requirements in NEEM that make up an IEPD. Really, it's really a schema, and a description of that schema is really the only requirement. However, best practices dictate the inclusion of information user models, use cases, and other types of documentation. Again, the documentation we would normally find in a Finn implementation guide or the discussion of a Finn type of system. So what is the opportunity with NEEM? This is a somewhat of a generic statement, but I think the point that NEEM can fill, the gap that NEEM can fill, is instead of replacing, the goal would not be to replace the standards and the information exchange packages that are already set or already being worked on and already in the minds of the healthcare community. There are a couple reasons for that. One, there's absolutely no reason to rework anything. Two, most importantly, in at least from a NEEM perspective, is that what NEEM has done in the DHS and DOJ community has really handled relatively simple data exchanges between various agencies, and that's been great. But the healthcare domain, especially when you look at something like the HL7 reference information model as representing all of healthcare, is way more complex and in my terms, a beast to implement, and NEEM would have a lot of hard times handling that. So the value that NEEM would provide, in my opinion, This is just my opinion, not Representative Deloitte, and certainly not Representative ONC. So Costa and others, please don't hold it to me. My opinion, the value of NEEM would be on the edge cases or on gaps that the current health domains do not satisfy, and as a potential to help fill in that gap, not as a specific solution, but a way to help fill in that gap. So information within the health community, as everyone here knows, diverse stakeholder audiences in our audiences in public health, you have the state, locals, the tribes, your clinical partners, your labs, and the various program users. So whatever that works out to, n times n minus 1 and divided by 2, or whatever the craziness is in terms of information exchange management. The multiple standards are used, and of course there's inconsistency. These are not great breakthroughs, these statements on these slides, but the whole point being is that NEEM is trying to address many of these same issues within the domains that they foster. There's cost, effort, and inertia associated with the current operating model. As we often talk about, you know, reusable is only valuable if it actually saves money or effort or at least pain in some point. So changing to a reusable model is not exactly the easiest thing to do. So NEEM has to be is an approach that needs to be measured just like any other standards-based approach. And of course, the different market pressures that health exchanges is being faced with this year. Not only ARRA High Tech, but the Affordable Care Act around human services exchanges, insurance exchanges, eligibility and enrollment. These are types of things and types of information exchanges that do have impact not only for consumer care, but also potentially in the public health realm. And so where the NEEM can help fill in are, in my opinion, again, where those exchanges touch on domains that public health normally has not focused on, you know, surveillance, alerting, and those types of scenarios. So I've mentioned several times about the NEEM concept and the different domains of NEEM. So what you see on the right here, right in your world, is what's known as the NEEM flower. Inside the NEEM flower is the core set of concepts that would be available to throughout all domains that are associated with NEEM. So those could be things like demographic information, personal information, address, those types of things. Not personal health information, but personal demographic type of information. What you see on the outside are called the petals of NEEM. So there's a domain for intelligence, and a domain for immigration, a domain for maritime. These information domains really are self-contained information exchange environments where they are governed to create their own standardized information exchanges. Again, justice and federal, state, and local is where most of NEEM came about, and really this came as a response to the 9/11 information sharing, not being able to exchange information around law enforcement type of issues in response and both before and after the 9/11 incident. So there's a future domain, and actually there's also another alternative diagram for this, but the future domain of health. And the thing that's interesting about health, again, if you actually built this in somewhat of a scale fashion, health would blow all the size and the complexity of all these other domains out of the water. So really what we're talking about is building a health domain in a way, and ONC is really working through a roadmap like this, in a way that is very incrementally oriented so that, again, we fill in gaps that are high-value information exchanges rather than boil an ocean or try and convert, you know, 20 years, 25, 30 years of standardization effort into something that would be, at the very least, a cultural shift and at the very most, pretty much a technical impossibility. Probably can't read these slides very well, but again, the goals of NEEM are interoperability, reusability, and standardization. Very much in line with the health information exchange efforts within the Nationwide Health Information Network and the Public Health Information Network. NEEM continues to grow. It is alive and well. This week there is a NEEM training event where ONC is actually speaking on what it sees as the foreseeable path forward. It's not clear as to what specific exchanges will be concentrated on or in the initial development of the NEEM model. There are some talks about eligibility, enrollment, and human services types of information exchanges, which sound easy, but as I participated on a pilot on this last year, standardizing the concept of income across 50 states and who knows how many human services program, it's next to beyond a needle in a haystack. If we think we have issues defining influenza-like illness in terms of a standard definition, forget it. Income, it's like a whole different ball of wax. This diagram really is about how this is a synergistic play of both the technical and the business requirements. The first and most important thing is the community of interest of whatever the information exchange is about. And the domain data model, as it grows, should reflect that business interest. There's a big push within the standards interoperability framework now to make sure that the business always transcends the technology requirements. And those of us that are on the support teams self-admittedly have a hard time with that because we want to go in and do stuff and fix stuff, and then we have to be reminded what we're doing and fixing might actually be worse than not doing and not fixing and understanding the domain itself. So the community of interest, again, this is very similar to what the Finn community model should be about, and reflective of how Finn should and does define information exchange requirements, and then the data models are and implementation guides reflect that experience. This is a very high-level diagram. I won't go through the specific pieces of it, but again, where we are right now in the ONC Standards Interoperability Framework is identifying the business exchanges that add some value, that are different, and that can be supported through NEEM concepts. We're working with the various stakeholders, primarily at the federal through the federal health architecture efforts, to figure out what the high-value or at least feasible information exchanges can be supported, and we're at that point, after that happens, we'll start figuring out what governance and those types of important issues need to be decided. Key to all of this is, of course, governance. It's actually very easy to create an IEPD. It's just an XML document. Governance is really where the trick is, and so that's something that while it's reflected here as downstream, it's actually something very upstream as to how it can be handled in terms of negotiations of the business exchanges. As I mentioned, right now we're investigating the critical healthcare exchanges and convening a panel of community stakeholders, again, primarily through the federal health architecture and the federal health information model. Obviously working through the ONC Standards Interoperability Framework, so there's a public health reporting group that is now being facilitated through that initiative. I encourage folks to go ahead and sign up or at least monitor that group, because it will have impact and actually hopefully very positive impact on how public health standards will be defined and implemented in the future. So just one public health example that has been discussed. This is not set in stone. This is just something that has been discussed. So the scenario being a custom border patrol. Folks coming through the system, they might have cases of something like, say, resistant tuberculosis or something of that nature, need to be reported over to the public health agency and perhaps the CDC in the relevant manner. Now, if in the current situation, it's probably handled on a very routine and relatively routine basis through either a file exchange that's pretty custom, or through a phone call. If we wanted to automate those processes and scale those processes, the idea is that this information exchange, notice that this isn't a traditional disease reporting type of surveillance. This would be an incident in a specific setting. This exchange through a DOJ type of setting or Department of Homeland Security type of setting would be able to adopt NEEM packages and perhaps create this exchange in a way that multiple public health agencies could use. Other scenarios, child education and welfare, school children often reporting or receiving some sort of treatment within the school setting. How that information is relayed from the school nurse to primary care physicians, or if needed, to a surveillance scenario. Those types of things have been discussed as potential information exchanges. So, just close with a few bullets. I think I'm looking forward to the next two presentations because I think you'll get into more specific models and more specific ideas about information exchange. The idea of NEEM, though, really is to augment the current standards efforts and not duplicate or redo these standards in a way that will cause conflict both within the implementation community, but most importantly in the actual exchange community. So we are looking for ways where the information exchanges can be defined in a way and actually solve a problem that isn't necessarily being tackled in another manner. Establishing the governance and the business stakeholders and sustainability, all of these information exchange issues and efforts have that riddle to solve. So this is another one of these sort of holy grail arguments, I think, but it's also something that we need to continue to strive to. There are a couple notes about NEEM that offer that. First of all, every state has adopted NEEM in some capacity through the Department of Justice, all 50 states and all territories. So there are NEEM practitioners within the health domain, or not within the health space, within the jurisdictions of the various agencies here. And so there's actually a community of practitioners that can be leveraged to help bring into this community. Now, obviously, there's that cross-pollination between health and information modeling and all those other things that go along with it. But the idea that there's a people in every state, I think, is actually a potential here. So I'm going to close now because, again, I think we're going to get more in depth with the other presenters on the types of scenarios that they are going to talk about. But I will welcome any questions at the end of the session.